Riot, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy's what we do. Bluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all tips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Cabos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including charter airline extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges, prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
The best just got better. Buy any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above and get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on an LG front load or Maytag top load washer, your choice, for just $499. You save up to $300. Let's keep the holidays from piling up with a washer you can rely on all season long. However you build cheer, give your laundry an upgrade. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears were back practicing in Hallis Hall this morning ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Rams. But just as the Bears appeared ready to turn the corner on the injury front, word came yesterday that Alshon Jeffrey was day-to-day with a groin injury. Now the Bears' official injury report for Sunday is out.
Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate today. He'll be out for the St. Louis game. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Questionable. Aronis Grasu, neck, limited, questionable. Matt Forte, knee, limited, questionable. Alshon Jeffrey, groin, limited, questionable. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, limited, questionable.
case you missed it, just about everyone is questionable. Bulls take on the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Joakim Noah will play despite those sore knees. As for Jimmy Butler, he's still steamed about the way the Bulls lost to the Hornets 10 days ago.
A lot of games, man. Can't hold a grudge. Just go out there and play. But, yeah, you don't want to lose the way that you lost, obviously, and you don't forget about it. And you don't forget about that dude that went down there and shot that ball at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. I don't forget that. I think that's just disrespectful. It is what it is, though. We got to handle business tomorrow.
Bulls and Hornets tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks practice today before taking on St. Louis tomorrow night. Today, the Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt and Duncan Keith from long-term injured reserve and reassigned Eric Gustafson and Victor Svedberg to Rockford. Both Roosevelt and Duncan Keith will play tomorrow, according to Coach Joe Quenneville. And in hot stove action, the Angels and Braves made a five-player deal yesterday that sent Andrelton Simmons and catcher Jose Briseño to Anaheim. Pitcher Sean Newcomb and righty Chris Ellis go to Atlanta in return, along with shortstop Eric Ibar. Cubs are among the teams John Heyman says will be big spenders this offseason. And Colby Rasmus became the first player ever to accept a qualifying offer yesterday. He was followed in short order today by catcher Matt Wieters, who will accept a qualifying offers from the Orioles, according to John Heyman. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
They just seem to put too many bad people in one building, something bad's gonna happen.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
We go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And here on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour from Trax in Deerfield, we welcome to the show former Bears center Olin Krutz. Hello, Olin.
How's it going, guys?
Going great. You're going to be at a fun place on Sunday, Sideouts in Island Lake. I don't know if you've been there.
Yes, I have. It's a good place. Really good place.
Yeah, it is. So I know you're going to enjoy that. I know people will enjoy going out there and seeing you guys. And perhaps have yet another Bears victory to discuss. But first things first, the defense has to stop a running back who is having one of the best starts to a career in the history of the NFL at the position.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be one of the next great ones. You know, in the line of Adrian Peterson, where he runs hard, he runs downhill, and if you give him a crease, he's going to the house.
So they always talk about swarm tackling, making sure the first guy secures the tackle and then everybody else gets in there. But with that much attention paid to him, it opens up a lot elsewhere, doesn't it?
It sure does. But the good news is that, you know, Nick Foles and the Rams passing game has not been even average this year. So, you know, if we the hard thing they do is they keep selling Austin, Kayon Austin on that wide receiver reverse. So that's something you have to watch out for. But your main focus is going to have to be to go into that game and shut down Gurley and that run. You kind of let him get going, and dare Foles to beat you, because he hasn't had a great year and hasn't looked very good.
With Matt Slauson starting at center in a dome that might, as the Bears continue their tour of teams that are going to move to Los Angeles, and I don't know what the fans are going to be like. The Bears travel well. This may feel like another home game. But presuming it's loud and a problem, what will he have to concentrate on this week to get right on Sunday under those circumstances?
Well, and you're right. The Bears fans do travel well. And when the Rams are bad, you know, I've seen when the fans just totally take over that whole stadium. But since the Rams are pretty good this year, you can't count on that. But as far as the center, you know, he's just going to have to concentrate on the snap, because the Bears are in guns so much that his head is under his legs, and it's really the guard who will be tapping him when Jay wants the ball. But, you know, Matt's going to have to, you know, communicate with everybody and let them know what they have to do. But if it is overly loud in St. Louis, then, everybody just has to know their job at that point, because almost so much yelling and screaming can go on and only so much communication can be going on. But the good thing about what's going on with the Bears right now is that Jay is really taking over the offense and really directing everybody well. And I think Matt can lean on him to put everybody on the right guys and point out who they need to block. And Jay has been excellent under pressure this year. So as good as the Rams front is, it kind of gives the Bears a chance this year with the way Jay has grown and he's performed in Gase's offense where he has, just moved just enough to get out of the way of pressure and made a lot of big plays this year.
Did you notice anything different about the way Slauson sort of moved his head immediately before the snap? I don't know if that's a specific technique or just something he does where it looked like the defensive linemen were trying to time the snap based on Slauson lifting up his head immediately before handing Cutler the ball. It's something that I saw, but it looked different to me.
Yeah, they're probably running a silent count there, and defensive players are always trying to get an edge on you, and they'll try to time by watching you on film. They'll try to time when you're snapping the ball, the movement of your head, and all that kind of stuff. So you're right; they are trying to time your head, and any movement you have before you snap the ball, it will be studied by defensive players. So the more Slauson gets in a plain center, the more he has to study himself and make sure there's no tips or keys for defensive players on when he's about to snap the ball.
So Aaron Donald presents a unique test with a guy who's moved from guard to center, played center well. What do the Bears have to do to block this guy, and where else does that leave them vulnerable?
Yeah, he'll line up mostly over Omamon Dikoff, and you're going to have to double-team this guy. He's a very good player, but obviously, when you double team someone like that, then everybody else is one on one. And if Robert Quinn is back this week, who is a scary player in his own right, probably the best pass rushing DN in the league right now, then if you're doubling Donald, then you got to get a chip on for Leno or wherever Quinn's on. And that's just the problems that the Rams present you when you play that kind of front who's ferocious like that.
Or as a smart coach once said, if you can't block him, screen him.
Screen up to death. But like I said, a very interesting game to watch for if you're a Bears fan, is the fact how far Jay has come. And here's a big test, but Jay has done a nice job getting the ball out of his hands, not avoiding pressure, getting it out quick, and not making mistakes. So I'm really interested to see how he performs this game because, like we talked earlier, when you're in a stadium that's loud and a really good defense, the quarterback pretty much has to control everything and put everybody on the right guy and get everybody situated. And he's done a really nice job of that this year. And I'm interested to see him play this week.
How are with a guy like Foles, who has not been the focus of the offense, in fact, they're almost winning despite him, the way some of those numbers look, how do the Bears' corners match up if you had to sell out to either get to Foles or mostly to make sure you had enough guys to tackle Gurley? How do they stand up to man coverage? And I'm looking ahead to Green Bay because that's what teams do to the Green Bay receivers and get to Aaron Rodgers. What do you think the capability of the Bears corners is to execute that?
I think that when Tracy Porter came back and got healthy, I think that was a big boost for the secondary because here was a guy who understood how to play Fangio scheme and man coverage. And it looks like Fuller's learning from him in the same way that Peanut kind of taught Fuller in Lovie's scheme. So the secondary has looked really good the past two games when Callahan came in at nickelback. And last week when they went to dime and put Ball on Gates, it was another cornerback out there. And they have looked like they've gotten a lot better. I mean, this group, from what we thought was going to be a weakness throughout the beginning of the year, when Tracy Porter got healthy, and Callahan came in for McManus, and they've all kind of situated into their spots now. They've been really impressive the last couple of weeks.
Well, the glue holding that together has been Adrian Amos, and there was a great quote today. It might have been Vic Fangio who said, if Adrian Amos were a first-round pick, let alone a fifth-round pick, if he were a first-round pick, they would still be pleased with how well he's playing. That's really,
Sam Garns.
Sam Garns said, the positional coach. And they were really high on him when they drafted him. I know our guy Matt Miller, the scout, said that he had him as a late third-round grade. But everything that you're talking about, I don't think any of it happens without the trust level that they have in this rookie.
Yeah, he's come in and done a really nice job, too. But cornerbacks are a lot like an offensive line, and they have to be good as a unit. And it seems like they found a very good unit and cohesive group that's working well together. And Amos is a part of that. But all these guys coming together, gelling, knowing where their help's coming from, knowing when they are by themselves, knowing, you know, knowing exactly what they're supposed to be doing and working well together is what you're seeing now, is the fact that they're playing well together. But, you know, all of that being said, we talked about it earlier. Stopping Gurley is what we're going to have to do come Sunday.
Matt Forte is recovering from a knee injury, and he's listed technically as questionable with limited participation in practice.
So is
he's
everybody else, right?
That's right. Forte, however, is in a contract year and is 30 years old. So he's in a little different situation here, looking at maybe his last opportunity to try to get a nice payday, if in fact it's coming. How does a locker room feel about that balance between wanting an important player to come back and help the team win, but as professionals also understanding that he has to make sure he's doing right by himself and his family and not rushing back?
Yeah, you know, Matt is just the kind of guy that if he's healthy enough to play, he's going to play. And it's what makes Matt great. I mean, he doesn't worry about all the silliness of the outside stuff. Now, we all want to get paid and get contracts, but Matt is the same guy every year. I mean, he prepares hard, and he fights through injuries, and I don't even think he's thinking about all of that right now. This is just who Matt Forte is as a person. He's going to fight through injuries, and he's going to try to get out there on the field. And he's one of the, and he was a Pro Bowl running back when he was performing this year. So I think that they want to get Matt back, and if Matt Forte is 30 years old and one of the leaders on the team, I think his teammates trust him enough that if he says he's ready to play, then he's ready to play.
The screen game that Dan mentioned earlier has been a part of, throwing sideways has been a part of the Bears' offense against any ferocious rush. We saw a lot of that against Minnesota. Are the Bears at the point, have they set teams up enough to motion into that, set up into that, fake that, and hit something big downfield? Is there a certain amount of film work where teams have become opponents now would say, okay, when I see this look, we jump that route, but then somebody's open backside? Is the Bears offense, does it look like it's ready to be able to pull off something like that?
Oh, I'm sure they are, and I can guarantee you 100% it's in their offense. I mean, Gase came from running that with Peyton Manning, and that was a big part of what Peyton Manning do. They would fake that screen, and a guy who was acting like he was blocking would run kind of a wheel route up the sideline. So I'm sure they have it in. I'm sure they're setting it up, and I'm sure when they see it, it's there and it's ready, they'll go to it. But you're right. They've done a lot of it, and it's part of their offense, and it's probably part of the scouting report now. So it would be a nice time for them to pull it out. And if they do, I mean, you just called it on radio. That's awesome.
Once again,
then they won't. I don't know anything about football. That's why I'm talking to you, Olin.
That was a great point, though. They might pull that off this week against aggressive defense.
The football pre- and post-game show presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, Sunday at Sideouts, 4018 West Roberts Road in Island Lake. It is Arkush, Pompeii, and Manoli before, Arkush, Kreutz, and Williams after. Olin will be listening. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Thank you, guys.
That is Olin Kreutz, the former Bear, who brings us his thoughts and opinions each week. A bit of breaking news here from college football. This has been very busy, interesting times for Missouri football, because KMOX is reporting that head coach Gary Pinkel will resign at the end of the season due to health-related concerns. That makes 11 major college jobs open or coming open. Add his
at this
name
point,
there, at this point,
even
right
at Thanksgiving,
now, with Spurrier and Beckman and Beamer and everybody else, we've had resignations and firings and health concerns. Jerry Kill, you know, put him on that list. That is yet another one, another major job in a major conference that is going to be up for grabs.
Does that throw any different light? Is that a different prism for what happened in Missouri?
That's the next right question. Did he feel more empowered to take the stance he did because he didn't feel that he had to worry about the future?
And they were losing this year, right? They weren't. I don't know.
Probably. I think we'd be naive to think that it doesn't, right?
I agree.
Even if
that was my first thought. Even but if I'm a cynic.
it's still fair to ask. I mean, human beings are human beings, and under different pressures depending on how they foresee their immediate professional future. So I think it would be silly to dismiss the possibility that he just felt more empowered to take the stance that he did because of this.
Well, that's good. It was needed. It was important. And it showed, as you wrote, you're writing about the power of making that move. I don't know that Olin's ever been in a union meeting, but if the NFLPA, would they ever come close to doing something like that? We're not going to accept those members. Can we change
that was the David
rules?
Hall column today. I mean, essentially, that's what David Hall was asking, is why doesn't an NFL team do what a college team does and say, look, we're not going to play as long as Greg Hardy is here. And I'm screaming as I'm reading, they don't want to.
Right.
That's why.
I had written the day before that unless the NFLPA starts it, there will never be a change in that attitude or that approach. But I don't know if they'd ever get to that point. Suddenly, they'd have to change the rules about who's a member, who could stay a member.
He's Rosenblum in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. The Bors and Bernstein Show, second half at the bottom of the hour. The score is Chris Emma, who covered the Bears today, is going to join us to sort through some of the actual news that we got after that. And then Dan Durkin at 4:40. So a lot more to come as we near the halfway point of the show. From Trax in Deerfield, we are here on the Who Needs To Tavern Tour. Thanks to Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You have the score.
Don't like Mondays? Then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on The Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Jets are not who we thought they were, and they let the Buffalo Bills off the hook. And if it sounds like I'm bent with the Jets, it's because I am. It's because I was all wrong about the Jets. That was the gangrene D that Rex Ryan wanted to have when he was there? No, they looked exactly like the group that got him whacked. This was supposed to be the rock-solid, well-coached team that knows how to win games. Nope, they were just a sloppy bunch doing dumb things like fumbling kick returns and dropping passes. Huge passes. No names mentioned. Brandon Marshall. Terrible play calling. Even worse execution. The Jets were not clutch, and they were not prepared, and they were embarrassed in their own house by a guy that you know they wanted to beat in a game they had to have. So if it sounds like I'm bent, it's because I am, because I was all wrong about these guys. I'm Jim Rome.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on a Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator, just $998. You save over $800. Let's extend the guest list with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you built cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount. Also available in black or white while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
How do you make the best ever even better? Here's how. Just purchase the best Samsung TV ever, and you'll get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. That's right. Buy a Samsung SUHD 9 Series TV, 55 inches or above, and get a free 32-inch TV. But you better hurry. This offer ends December 5th. Only at your participating Samsung SUHD retailers. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Little Caesars has a deal so big, I'm going to shout it down this well. It's the deep, deep dishcount!
Dishcount?
Yes, get our premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for not $8, but $6.
What a great deal!
It is. Do you need help getting out of there?
Well, when does it end?
November 15th.
Then yes, I'd like help.
The deep, deep dishcount, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hum.com. Sunday, join both our pre- and post-game shows live from Sideouts, 4018 West Roberts Road in Island Lake. First, from 9 to noon, it's the Scores pregame show, starring Score football experts Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley. Then, it's the Mercy Hospital postgame show with former Bear All-Pro center Olin Krutz, former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams, and Score football expert Hub Arkish, heard directly after the game exclusively on 670thescore.com for the first hour. Presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
A little more information on the retirement of Missouri head coach Gary Pinkel here. This is the official statement, part of it, from the university. He was diagnosed in May with lymphoma, a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He received multiple treatments in May and June, and after doctors indicated the treatments wouldn't interfere with his coaching duties, he decided he would continue to coach the Tigers in 2015. He said, "I made the decision in May after visiting with my family that I wanted to keep coaching as long as I felt good and had the energy I needed. I felt great going into the season, but I also knew that I would need to reassess at some point, and I set our bye week as the time when I would take stock of the future. After we played Vanderbilt, I had a scheduled PET scan on October 26th for reassessment, then visited with my family and came to the decision that this would be my last year coaching. I still feel good physically, but I decided that I want to focus on enjoying my remaining years with my family and friends and also have proper time to battle the disease and give full attention to that. I want to make very clear that I'm not doing poorly and that this is a manageable disease, but it's one that will never go away. So many people have bigger struggles with other forms of cancer and other serious diseases, and I feel blessed that I've got something I can fight and still enjoy a good quality of life. I don't know how many years I have left, but I want to turn my focus to life outside of the daily grind of football. Wow. That sounds unfortunate, even though he's optimistic. If this comes after a positron emission tomography scan, you wonder what else was discovered.
Yes, it does sound he's trying to keep put a happy face on something that has no shot.
Now, remind me of the lymphoma that killed Flip Saunders. Was that also non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Because I know they're different.
I do not know. Doctor.
I don't know. It's too bad because, by all accounts, Gary Pinkle seems to be a stand-up guy. Certainly proved it.
He stood up at the right time. I'll say that. If that was the only time he stood up, that was the right time.
If he's remembered for having his players back at that time, and I hope he does.
What a last couple years. This is
with Michael Sam. Yeah. Because he also carried himself quite well in that case, too.
All year. That was the secret that didn't get out. That was the most amazing thing about that. Talk about a team. Talk about all together, and nobody said a thing. It never got out. And then this. So the end of the story is pretty, I don't know if they'll make a movie out of it, but it's pretty enlightening about the kind of guy he is.
We'll get the latest on the Bears, and then we'll have the second half.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Jule Osco wants to take you for a great ride on the Chicago Bears fan van. Visit juleosco.com/fanvan for details. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I think he's got a stretch of games that we'd like to continue this week in St. Louis.
Alshon Jeffrey's at three straight 100-yard receiving games for John Fox's Bears. Jeffrey back on the practice field today, limited after missing Thursday with a groin injury. Officially, he's listed as questionable for Sunday.
You have an idea of what he's capable of. You look at it, you evaluate it like we do every day, and if the medical people think he's healthy to go, they go.
Eddie Royal a no-go, not playing again this week with a knee injury. Matt Forte listed as questionable with his knee injury, but he practiced all week in a limited capacity. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks have lost 5 of their last 7 games, but they're getting help in a big way for tomorrow night's game against the Blues in St. Louis. Today, the Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt and Duncan Keith from long-term IR and reassigned Eric Gustafson and Victor Svedberg to Rockford. Coach Joe Quenneville says both Roosevelt and Duncan Keith will play tomorrow. Bears official injury report is out for this weekend. Eddie Royal will not play on Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey, Pernell McPhee, Antrel Roll, Shea McClellan, Ronis Grassou, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, and Tracy Porter are all questionable. In college football, Illini linebacker Julian Jones has been arrested and will be transported to Georgia to face sexual assault charges there, according to TMZ. And news is breaking at this hour that Missouri football coach Gary Pinkle is retiring at the end of the season for health reasons. He was diagnosed in May of this year with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Bulls play Charlotte tonight at the United Center. Joakim Noah has been sidelined by sore knees this week, but he was back practicing yesterday and will play against the Hornets tonight. And in baseball, Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez is not among the final four candidates for the Dodgers managerial job. That group of four will come from 4 of the 5 managers here: Bud Black, Darren Erstad, Gabe Kapler, Kirk Gibson, and Dave Roberts, according to Jim Bowden. Ian Kennedy will not accept a qualifying offer from the Padres, according to Ken Rosenthal. Burger Bar Chicago will blow your mind with big, bold-flavored burgers, grilled wings, and over 100 craft beers, located at 1150 South Michigan Avenue or 1578 North Clybourne. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
The second half is brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
The second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We had conversations in the first half of the show about a lot of things. We talked football with Olin Krutz and college basketball, pro basketball, the state of the American newspaper. What else?
Quenneville's changing lines. Okay, speaking of hockey, I have one of the best trade stories I'd ever heard. I'd ever come across. I did not know this. I heard a lot of stories from Eddie Olczyk. This came out this week. He tweeted it in pieces. I don't know if you saw it or familiar with it. It came out on 11/10, which would have been Monday, right? Okay. 25 years ago today, I was a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. By the end of the day, I was not. My wife and I were in the hospital getting ready for the birth of our second child. While on the table, quote, ready to go, the Leafs call the hospital and want to talk to me. No cell phones back then. I walk to the nurse station, take the call. My wife is in labor, really close, 8 out of 10 close. I have a game that night, too. He then tweets, I say, hello, please hurry, my wife is ready. Sure enough, all I hear is, we hate to do this to you, but we just traded you to the Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, ouch.
I say, pasta fazool, you do this now? So Eddie continues the tweeting. I head back to the delivery
room. Thank you for pronouncing pasta fazool correct.
I head back to the delivery room. Wife not happy that I disappeared. I don't want to tell her what just happened. She looks at me and says, where are we going? I think psychic and prego. Eddie tweets, I say, guess. She looks at me and says, Winnipeg. I shake my head, yes. Stunned. 8 of 10 went to a -3 on the birthing scale. Our son was born some 3 hours later. Happy birthday, Thomas. Sad to leave TO, but a great move to Winnipeg. Loved it in the Peg 25 years ago.
Wow.
That's the best trade story I've ever
heard. But see, I don't know. Coaches used to use Winnipeg as like, you keep that up, I'll trade you to Winnipeg.
And Buffalo and Edmonton.
Now, but see, that's what I thought when they moved Sod to Columbus.
Because the people of Columbus are still, I called it hockey's hinterlands. The people of Columbus are still mad at me.
But that's what coach, you keep that up, I'll trade your ass to Columbus.
Yeah. What do you think Patrick Kane heard when he was before this?
Oh, but believe me.
Yeah, Ottawa. How do you fix for Ottawa, playboy?
This just breaking from Danny Ecker at Cranes. Season ticket renewal invoices sent to Cubs fans today show a range of increases in the price of admission for all season ticket holders with an average jump of 10%.
Fly the dollar sign.
On the white flag with a big dollar sign on it. You enjoyed the 97 wins? You're going to pay for it. The cheapest full-season plan next season will cost $1,650 for an upper deck reserved outfield seat, just more than $20 per game. That's up 13.7%. The smallest increase was around 7% for upper deck box outfield seats. The largest jump, 38%. For 900 seats in terrace reserved outfield sections down the left and right field lines that are being wholly repriced and redubbed terrace box corner seats. Change the branding, change the wording.
You
next
get at
thing,
least
you know,
like waiter, sir, waitress service.
Do
you
I don't
you
know.
Bottle service, you what?
Well, this is the
pole
most
dances?
The most drastic increase the Cubs have implemented in several years. The overall increase of 2% was last year in prime seating areas. The last time Cubs ticket prices jumped significantly was 2010. But there you have it. You get the 97 wins. When you talk about a year early, you talk about accelerating everything, then you're and all the money that's about to be spent on David Price or somebody else.
Well, now they have no choice but to get David Price or Zach Greinke. You can't get outbid on this. Okay, I have another hockey thing. This sort of, I'm trying to help you out. I think if I heard you yesterday at this time about why hockey is considering bigger nets.
All
bigger
of a sudden, there's a scoring crisis.
There it is. Like,
let me. What do you mean?
Let me talk.
No, you're stupid when you
no,
talk.
No, you always interrupt and you just hang up on me. All right. You're the first.
This is not
that's
the time.
That's a Danny shotgun. an average of 2.69 goals have been scored in the first 180 games. That is the fewest total, the lowest average since 2003-2004. That's when all the clutching and grabbing was going on. It was at its peak. It forced the changes that we saw that promoted the kind of change, the kind of offense that we would eventually see, and enabled the Red Wings and then the Blackhawks to play the kind of game unimpeded. We're at a pre-lockout low. That's where we're headed. That's why they need to do it. There's another thing going on.
So then are you for a larger goal or are you for smaller equipment on the goalies? Because the goalies are enormous. They're all 6'7".
Well, you know what? Interesting you should bring that up. Because according to Sportsnet in Canada, 20 years ago, the average goalie was 6 foot tall. Now the average goalie is 6'3". 20 years ago, the average goals against was 2.65. These are the top five goalies, of the best goalies in the game. The goals against average was 2.65 20 years ago. Now it's 2.22. The save percentage of the top five goalies 20 years ago, 9.04. Now it's, I'm sorry, 0.904.
Right, 904.
Now it's 0.922.
That's a significant increase.
Now here's the best suggestion I heard. You don't have to make the, it came from Grant Fuhr, former goalie.
He got the goop.
Don't make the, you don't have to worry about making the equipment smaller. If you make it heavier, then see how much of the equipment comes off.
Oh, now it's like horse racing.
Yes. Yes. If you make all of that stuff heavier, you're going to see goalies ditching all of the... They're not going to wear the epaulets. Those shoulder pads are... They're square. Nobody's shoulders are square. They're round. But that's the way it comes up. And they got the wrist guards that looks like baseball players.
I know,
it's
but...
It's like Dick Tracy's watch on the end of...
This gets back to our earlier conversation about youth sports. And when you're a goalie parent... Especially when it's one who's
want him in Kevlar.
Whose head is barely above the crossbar. You're looking for more and bigger equipment to just give the illusion of any kind of size whatsoever. That's the second half. We do it every day around this time. Chris Emma is covering the Bears today with Zach Zaidman traveling. So Chris, who is, you see his work at 670thescore.com, he's going to join us to tell us the latest on the Bears. Also, I should mention, and I want to get one of the TVs changed in here to CNN or one of the news channels. There's apparently been a devastating and deadly terrorist attack of some kind in Paris. And I am using the word terrorism here, but it may be out of place. It's just the first that came to mind. That according to CNN, 18 people shot and killed at a restaurant. Explosions reported at a soccer stadium where a game was going on with the stadium on lockdown. So with it obviously having a sports component to it, we will keep you as apprised of the situation as we can. It sounds like something really ugly is happening in Paris right now. Well, hey, but let's find out how the Bears are doing. You've got the score.
Teo Bevilucci.
Don't like Mondays? Then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on The Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning.
Try it, chill it. Wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do. Load it, fluff it, rinse it, spin it. We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
Home can handle all that extra work. Thankfully, I have my internet with Comcast, so I know that I will not have any issues. Hi there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. My Xfinity internet is always fast and it's always reliable. Now, no matter which part of the house that I'm in, I always have a strong signal upstairs, downstairs, even down in the basement when I'm sent down there because I'm in trouble. Even with multiple devices running, the internet service never slows down. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America, and that's based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net. Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs. Whether you surf the web a little or a lot, Xfinity has a plan for you. And with the holidays right around the corners, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to share photo albums online, to shop online for holiday presents. You can even stream and download music and full-length TV shows and movies for the holidays. But if you don't have a quality internet like Comcast with Xfinity, then you're probably going to have issues. Now, if you want the fastest and most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity today. And you can make that switch for only $14.99 a month for 12 months. So call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com. This incredible offer ends 12/8/15. Certain restrictions and requirements apply. So call today for all the info that you need so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house, just like I do. 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Cabos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including Charter Airline Extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
There may be a chill in the air, but things are heating up at Sullivan's Steakhouse. For a limited time, their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44. This is a...
Hey, guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco... Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
The best just got better. Buy any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above and get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
steamy couple.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
We will do that, but it's not the Chris to whom Bob was referring. Because we are going to find out the latest on the Bears from Chris Emma of 670thescore.com. You follow him on Twitter at CEmma670. And Chris joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, Chris, everybody seems questionable right now, but how do we ferret out what a lot of that means as far as who's actually playing or not based on what anybody saw today?
Yeah, based on what I saw, I do imagine that Matt Forte will not be playing. I see Alshon Jeffrey playing on Sunday, and I think he's going to make a big impact.
Well, I would think that if this is the first Jeffrey injury that has been out of pattern, because, you know, we were just discussing earlier, everything else with Jeffrey, it's been
a month.
A tweak of any muscle, any soft tissue has been a month. I don't know. Is it a quick recovery? Was it a misdiagnosis, or was it just panic early and precaution?
Yeah, it was all precaution. I saw him on Wednesday after practice, and he seemed fine. There was no sign of an injury, and it wasn't even mentioned after practice, which the league requires John Fox to do so. Now we're talking about John Fox's injury reporting, so keep that in mind. But he seemed fine. He didn't seem like he was really injured, to be honest. So he went and got treatment Thursday, missed practice. Seemed to be in good spirits, and then, of course, he's back out there today, and he was making catches and running around the field. So I see no reason why Jeffrey shouldn't play other than if he feels it's just not 100% and he does not want to play if it's 100%.
What did you make of John Fox's comments, especially the part about no kidding, as if we'd all do better with rest instead of playing this kind of combative game? Did you interpret that as a shot at what might be perceived fragility of Alshon Jeffrey, or is this just the usual globalization of everything is everything with John Fox?
It's hard to read with him. If you do try to read between the lines, you can dig some stuff up in between the globalizations and everything else that John Fox provides. Now, I do think there was something to that, because I think he's frustrated of a guy who wants to be 100%, a guy who may or may not be more fragile than other players. So obviously, there's frustration because he knows what an impact that Alshon Jeffrey makes when he's healthy and on the field, or even when he's not healthy. If he's 80%, 90%, he still is a big target that any defense needs to key in on. So Fox knows what a difference Jeffrey can make. I think he was a little bit frustrated to see him miss Thursday. You know, Jay Cutler the same day said, what's wrong with Alshon? I mean, he didn't even know what was going on. So it shows that it was obviously not seen as a major concern to the team. I think in Fox's eyes, it was just another ding up that he's worried about.
What goes into the decision at running back? Would they prefer to have the experience and savvy of Matt Forte at less than 100%, or allow Jeremy Langford to build on what was a terrific debut as a load back?
Yeah, based on what everything I've gathered this week and who I've talked to, I think it's less than a 20% chance that Matt Forte plays. To be honest, I could even see a scenario where he doesn't travel with the team to St. Louis. You know, he knows that it's a MCL injury. It took him 4 weeks a few years ago to get back from the same injury. There's still fluid running through his leg. He's wary of the situation and obviously wary that he's in a contract year and wants to play more years of football. So I think it's going to be Jeremy Langford in the backfield. I don't see Forte playing. I could perhaps see him back next week. Maybe rushing it back with 2 weeks might be a scenario, but I do not see him playing Sunday, and I think you're going to see Jeremy Langford getting the carries.
I don't expect any football player to be afraid of another football player. I do expect them to have some respect for the damage that Todd Gurley can do. What has their talk sounded like this week compared to maybe Adrian Peterson or other times where they face this kind of back?
You know, it sounded very similar to what they were saying about Adrian Peterson. From Vic Fangio to certain players, everybody's aware that Todd Gurley is that dynamic back like Peterson, because he can bowl you over and then run right past you. You can't chase him down. I mean, Todd Gurley's the real deal. He's averaging 5.6 yards per carry as a rookie, few games into his career. I mean, the Bears certainly respect him already as one of the best running backs in the league. He's not going to make an impact in the passing game, of course, and the passing game for the Rams has been suspect as a whole. But you're talking about a guy in Gurley who they can just hand the ball to and say, try to stop him, and the Bears know they're going to have to give their very best just to contain him.
linebackers being important in that effort. And last game, the Bears experimented with multiple guys being responsible for the play calling. Jonathan Anderson wearing the radio helmet, Christian Jones doing some of it.
And you get a helmet, and you get a helmet, and you get a helmet.
Any questions to Fox or Fangio about how that is beginning to sort itself out for with if Shea McClellan indeed is out, who's in charge?
Yeah, it sounds like it might be Jonathan Anderson again. Vic Fangio didn't shed too much light on it. He did mention the idea that he's been impressed with what Anderson can do. I think they like Christian Jones, but I think that's starting to dwindle a little bit. I think you're seeing Fangio right now realize his personnel and knowing how important those middle linebackers are in the defense. I don't think he has much trust in any of those guys, to be completely honest. And now he's got to try to stop Todd Gurley and design something to at least contain him for most of the game. That's hard to do when you have some moving parts at linebacker. And when your best hope, quite frankly, is that Shea McClellan can be healthy or maybe 90%, 80% to be on the field, that's not overly encouraging when you got this horse coming right at you all game long. So I think Fangio is wary of the situation. I think he's hoping maybe there's something that Jonathan Anderson can bring that can at least bring some sort of confidence to the defense in the middle of the defense. I think he surely trusts them to quarterback the defense, but I don't know if he can trust them to stop Todd Gurley.
Chris, we appreciate you filling in today, and we thank you for the info. Good job.
Anytime, guys.
Chris Emma of 670thescore.com filling in as our Bears reporter today. I'm trying to follow the situation of the latest.
Now four different spots. Last we saw there was three. Now there's been terror attacks, and they're calling them terror attacks on CNN in four different locations.
Including their national soccer stadium where Les Bleus, their actual national team, was playing Germany, and the prime minister that was in attendance? Or the president that they had?
President. Hollande.
And he is safe?
They evacuated him immediately, they said.
Okay.
But there were shots and bombs going off in different locations.
And
they're up to four, according to CNN.
And hostages being held at least one place as well. As we get more, we'll try to let you know. But when you hear explosions at a football stadium, it's certainly... Well, they're just there.
And again, Paris was the home of Charlie Hebdo, which was Islamic extremists, and that's the first place you start.
Wow, okay. It was not long ago. I was walking around right there. That is that's scary stuff. We're the Boers and Bernstein Show. You got the score.
The Bears are 3-5 after that big Monday night win. Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Now the Bears will have to take on Jeff Fisher's Rams. Can they make it two in a row? We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all tips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. Seven nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Charter Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435.